Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. I just want to begin with happy holidays, everyone. Happy New Year. It has been a very wonderful year for me, 2023. It did go pretty fast, but I'm also very excited for this new year to begin. For those of you who do follow my show, you probably have realized that last week we did not do a show. That is because the UBC Nest was closed, and so there was no show that day. I am back, 2024, January 2nd. I hope you guys are having a blast. And today's episode, we have two guests. These guests are people who have been on the show multiple times, and they happen to be my very close friends. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm here again.
Hi, my name's Ali. Here again also.
Welcome back. Before we begin, I am going to begin with the station acknowledgement, or the station ID, go through some ads and PSAs, and we will be right back on board. So here we go. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Arts and Culture Organizations. Student Work Placement Program at the Cultural Human Resources Council is able to provide wage subsidies for post-secondary level students to work for you. A two-minute phone call to confirm your eligibility, 20 minutes to complete the online application, and you'll secure thousands of dollars in less than 2 weeks. If you hired, currently employ, or would like to hire students, we want to hear from you. Find our contact info at culturalhrc.ca.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
MRG Live is pleased to present the legendary DJ Shadow, live at the Vogue Theater on January 23rd. Don't miss your chance to catch this pioneering producer performing music from his latest release, Action Adventure, alongside his rich three-decade-long catalog, which includes collaborations with artists such as Run the Jewels, Nas, and De La Soul, among others. For tickets, head to admitone.com and search for DJ Shadow.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, we are back. For those of you who have just joined in, welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. My name is Jeff, and we are here with Ali and Sam. Do you guys want to say hi one more time?
Yeah, I'll say hi one more time. My name is Samantha Lee, and I'm one of Jeff's and Alessandra, our guest's best friend.
Yes, it's Ali. Nice to be here again with my friends talking.
Thank you all for coming again. I always have a lot of fun when you guys come on my show.
Hey.
For today's episode, the theme will be, obviously, the New Year's. 2024 has just begun. You know, 2023 feels like it was yesterday, which technically it was. But, you know, this year there's going to be a lot of things coming for me, and I'm sure for Sam and Ellie, and a lot of people. I hope everyone, as an audience and just people in our society, is having a wonderful beginning of the year. I hope that 2023 has treated you all well. And why don't we begin? So the first question I would like to ask my guests is, how do you feel about 2023 literally? because for me, I think 2023 was one of the years that went really fast. I think it's one of the years that was kind of coming back to normal. It was almost the normal year. I think 2020 to 2022 was a bit still of that corona era, but 2023 I feel like was kind of fresh. It was like a new start of coming back to normal. So what do you guys think?
I'll say something. Yeah. I thought that 2023 went by very, very fast as well. For myself, it was, I would say, the most eventful year so far, because there was a lot of self-discoveries to be made and a lot of ups and downs. And in hindsight, a lot of things to learn. But talking about just like globally, I feel like it's been pretty bad. So I don't know. I felt like it went pretty well, but globally not so much. Yeah.
Yeah. For me as well, it was like, I also agree with Jeff. I think it went by pretty quickly. For me, it was like a very transitional year, because I would be like transferring to a new school. So I had to prepare myself for that. It was a lot of stress, a lot of worries, because it's a new school, it's a new atmosphere. I'm leaving the old atmosphere and school behind, and I'm gonna have to put myself out there again and make friends in that new school, and it'll just be a whole new thing altogether. So hopefully in this new year it goes well, but yeah, this year has definitely been a lot of stress for me. Comparable, and I agree with, like, globally it's been pretty bad, and I also hope in this new year it improves for the better of everyone in the world. I think it's been more of like a negative year in my opinion. I've had lots of really good memories with my friends and family, but individually I think it's been more of a down year. But it's also been a transitional year from, like, COVID, like Jeff was saying, like, 2021, 2022, I think people were still kind of in that, like atmosphere and time. So hopefully in the new year it gets better for individually me and also the world as well. So,
yeah. I mean, I hope everyone's year went well and you guys all have goals that are set for this year. I think that's very important to know what you want to achieve in the year, which kind of gets you back in track. I'll just, you know, begin with the questions. It's kind of like an interview format, but because we've been on the show, it's kind of going to be like a conversation. But did you guys do the countdown by any chance? The 3, 2, 1.
Yes, I did it.
I tried. I completely missed it for some reason. Like, yeah. I had the TV
Sam,
playing.
Can you run me down how you missed the countdown?
So basically, it was a pretty sad day for me already, and then on top of that I canceled some plans that I initially made with my friends in order to stay at home with my family, meaning just my parents, because my sister had also made plans with other people, so I'm kind of the only child who's obligated to stay with the parents. And when it came to countdown, I was already like feeling pretty down and sad that I just felt lonely, and then all I did was I turned on the TV where New York City was having the countdown. And as the countdown was happening, I was pulling up my phone, and apparently it already went by, like it's already done by the time I started recording. Later I kept recording. I was waiting for it like for a minute, and then my mom was just like,
it was 2024.
Yeah, it was already 2024. My mom was just like, why are you still recording? It's done. So that was what happened. And yeah,
for me, usually every year I spend it with my family. And so all of us like pop open a champagne bottle and get our glasses ready. And then we count down together, like probably just from like 10 if we're being extra, but like usually just 5, because it's like, why count down from that long, like the whole minute? But like, so once it hits, we like we cheers all together, and then we, in my culture, it's like Hispanic, so we all give each other like a hug and say like congratulations to a new year and that we love each other And it's also my mom's birthday on January 1st. So then after we all like celebrate her and stuff. So it was like very festive. And that's like how kind of we celebrate our like countdown in our family. Yeah.
That's wonderful. I don't think I've ever done a countdown before. As you guys all know, I love rom-coms. And a lot of these rom-coms do the countdowns with their significant other or the love interest. But apparently, 2023 did not gift me with anybody other than my family, which is great. So we just spent, you know, New Year's Eve with the whole family, and we didn't do a countdown. But once it turned midnight, officially 2024, we all just said, Happy New Year.
Wow.
And nice. We all went to sleep. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you just stayed up for that one moment.
Well, we didn't so technically cute. Stay up. Solely for the purpose of congratulating a happy new year. It was just more of like, it just went on that way.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you guys go to, you probably answered it, but any parties? You said that you celebrated your mom's birthday. Was that kind of tied into everything else?
Yeah. So like we have a New Year's like party with my family, like my close family, not like the ones that live in the area that I do. And, it's like at midnight we sit, like cheers and everything, and then it's like her birthday and we usually like bring out a cake and like sort of celebrate it, and then like obviously it's gonna be like really late when we go back home, and then when we wake up again on the first, then like I'll celebrate her, but like not, it's like not solely her whole party at midnight sort of thing because it's like pretty late already. But yeah, it was just like a family party for me. I didn't really go to any like other parties, honestly, because I wasn't really feeling that festive, honestly, this year. So I was just like satisfied and just happy with just celebrating with my family, and that's it.
Great. Speaking of parties, this was a question that I asked a couple of my other friends, but if you guys were to go to a potluck, what kind of food would you guys bring?
Actually, my family does potlucks.
I've never been to a potluck.
We do that for most of our parties because, like, it's more cost effective if everyone just brings a plate of food instead of just, like, the host doing everything that's, like, a lot of burden. So, like each, like, family, quotations, like, will prepare something. So, like, me and my family, we brought wings and, like, a vegetable platter. And that's what we brought. And, like, let's say someone else will bring, like, pasta. Someone else will bring like another thing.
Another pasta.
Yeah, and like someone will bring drinks. Someone will bring like plates and cutlery. Yeah, you can do that for like birthdays too. But like that's like this. Let's say this year, like I brought wings or something like that. Yeah.
Wow. But Jeff, you've never been to a potluck, like not even school. Like schools, you know, when they do like host like a potluck where parents actually cook the food for like the, I don't know, the elementary kids. Like
I may have done something with the school.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what I brought, but I don't think
Korean
I've officially
culture,
been to.
Korean culture, they don't do potluck, right?
A lot. I don't know if it's related to the culture itself. I just never been to a potluck.
Okay.
And so I've always thought about, okay, if I were to be invited to a potluck, what would I bring?
What would you bring?
Honestly, I have no idea. You know, I do feel like I would want to bring a Korean dish, especially because I'm older. I would want to bring something I cooked.
Yeah.
And most of the foods and the dishes that I know how to cook are Korean.
Okay.
So, you know, like jjukbokkeum would be an okay one.
Yeah.
I don't make it spicy at all, so I think everyone is kind of
nice.
Going to be okay with it. What about you, Sam? Have you been to a potluck?
Yeah.
Like a friend's potluck?
Yeah, and also I host potluck sometimes, like just for fun.
Interesting.
Yeah, cuz
it's interesting cuz I've never been invited.
Yeah, I was about to say
dude.
That.
Which is weird.
That's crazy.
Okay, that's crazy.
No, that's
Samantha,
crazy.
What's going on here?
Okay.
Is there a hidden
Yeah, are we
dislike
not really
that
your
I'm
friend?
Sensing?
Yeah, I just secretly think you guys cannot cook, to be honest. I'm just kidding.
Interesting.
Ellie,
that's
no, I'm just I know that's crazy because I've eaten both of your foods before and it's pause, but yeah, that's it's really good food. Anyways.
Pause.
Anyways, okay. Wait, but the thing I usually go for is obviously dessert. I bake. I'm a baker. And
Baker
but,
Sam.
Okay. But the issue I have with potluck is that I always stress about what other people might potentially bring. So I would always want to go like the special route where it's like, I'm going to bring something that no one's going to overlap with. like spaghetti meatballs is something that I would never bring, or lasagna, or like, you know, I just always want to make it special, and people are going to be like, oh, Sam made tiramisu.
Oh, that's really cute. Yeah. To avoid that, like, my family puts in the group chat what we're bringing, so we Facts. Don't overlap. That's, so then, like, there's no stress about that.
Yeah.
And, like, that's, like, a good idea, bringing, like, Korean dish. Like, I know for my mom, she had, like, a potluck with her work, and I made, like, fried rice for Aww. Her to bring. And then, like, for – she had another gathering with her friends, and, like, Wait. For that one, I did stir-fry noodles, and it was so good. Dude. So she was, like –
You know what we should try is that – I've seen it on Instagram before where a group of friends will come together and they bring a food that starts with their first letter of their name.
Oh, we should do that.
That is so cool.
What would you do? Okay.
I would do, okay.
Jjukbap. I don't know what that is. Jjajangmyeon.
First of all, that's not a Korean dish, I don't think.
Okay.
You know what, but that is a good one. I would do, like, honestly, dessert is also something that I would like to bring as well. So, like, Jell-O.
Okay.
Just a big
hard pass.
4-liter tub of Jell-O. Oh,
or how about Jell-O shots?
Jell-O
shots. That'll be better.
Well, I can't drink, so it'd be.
Oh yeah, right.
It'd be very weird for me to bring
something that you
alcoholic can't. That I can't even drink.
True.
But you know, you get a big tub of Jell-O. It's nice and texture wise, and it's sweet. It's light in the stomach.
Nice.
What about you, Sam?
Yeah,
it's an S.
Starts with an S.
So, like, I don't know.
You have so many options. I'm jealous.
Sushi.
That's so boring.
Soy sauce.
Strawberry rhubarb pie.
Oh, that's fire. Oh, sorry. That's fire, dude.
No, it's actually
that got
so
me
good.
Really
it's really good. Like,
I'm so sorry.
Better than apple pie, honestly.
Yo, okay, strawberry.
Strawberry guys, what?
Strawberry rhubarb pie.
Strawberry
that's so good.
That's
pie.
Like, I never heard that combination
it's
of two
so
of
bomb.
These
it's
things
so
before,
bomb.
But
what about you, Alessandra?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what?
That's really hard.
Yeah,
actually.
It's really
Why
hard.
Is, no, it's not.
What would you bring if your name was an A?
Alec. I don't know.
Antelope meat.
Bro, that's crazy. That's crazy.
It's really hard. What are some dishes
Asparagus?
That start with
Americano?
America. Yeah, like
Joe.
Yeah, I mean, you know what?
That reminded me of something.
No,
American
might as well.
Americano
we
coffee.
should arrange a potluck.
Whoa. Just the
Let's
three
do
of
that.
Us?
No, not the three of us.
Okay.
You have a couple friends that
yeah,
we know, a
yeah. Yeah,
couple
true,
mutuals.
True.
Yeah.
We should arrange a potluck
yeah,
for
I'm
this
down.
Year. That
let's
would be one
that.
Of our...
That'd actually be so fun.
Yeah, that would be one of our New Year's resolutions.
Okay, let's
cute.
Do that.
Okay.
That's
to do a potluck.
Okay.
So yeah, you know, potlucks are great. I've never been to one, but I hope that we do
yeah, we
get
should.
A chance
that will
to,
happen
to
for
plan
sure.
one.
That will happen. For
and then
sure.
we'll do like a review on the podcast.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah. You guys can come back on and
exactly.
review on what we each brought.
And I know, we just can't get enough of us, can't you?
Yeah, that's just great. Okay, so still on the topic, what would you say, reflecting back on 2023, is one of the highlights of that year? If you guys want some time to think, I can begin with mine. Yeah. I really, really enjoyed our club night at Fortune.
Oh, my God.
It was a Barbie-themed event.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, I was kind of the only one there that actually followed that. I feel there were some astronauts. And I mean, to be fair, it was like a Halloween event. But it was specifically a Barbie one. So I assumed that everyone was going to come pink and blue, but it seems like I was the only one. Mm. But I had a lot of fun. It was great. I've been to one more club after that one, but it seems like Fortune has a much exciting and much more engaging dancing scene than the other club that I went to, which was nice. I discovered that I love dancing. I love loud music. It's actually very stress-free. You know, it feels good when you're just dancing and you don't really care about anything else. I was sweating a lot, but it was very, very fun. And yeah. I think I discovered again, I think I'm kind of a club guy, you know. Okay. I really do enjoy dancing through loud music in the night and just shaking. But yeah, you know, it was really, I had a really great time. I hope that we go to another club this year, possibly with some other people as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be probably one of the highlights
okay.
of my year
hey.
With you guys.
Nice. Thanks for sharing that. I wanted to go back to this. Hold on. This thought of Allie, what she would bring to potluck, apple pie.
Apple pie is a great one, too.
Yeah. Apple pie, apple streusel. Anyways.
Thank you. Actually, yeah. It was really hard to think of.
Okay, I was
apple
just,
pie.
But I listened to what you said. Don't worry. I wasn't just cooking up what to get.
Yeah. So what's your highlight?
My highlight was actually on the same page of dancing. Started joining this dance program in Harbor Center. And I think it's been four months now since I've been following this program. And I feel like I can have a future with dancing. I want to keep pursuing this. And
that's amazing.
I have the potential to keep going. And
yes,
I think,
oh,
I just love it. Because not only just like its movement, but also music. Music is something that I'm also really into recently. So yeah, that's a great discovery on my end. You?
Yeah, I mean, dancing is a great... I really do love dancing. I mean, you did invite me and Ali to go to
mm-hmm.
a dance class.
Mm-hmm.
But... I'm not even making an excuse. This winter, I had a plan of what I wanted to do,
nice.
But I wasn't able to do any of it because there were so many family members that came, and I was just so busy with just every day, just keeping up with my family, and we were going places, and you know, school was also pretty busy. But yeah, I do genuinely want to go to a dance class with you because I also love dancing.
I really love dancing. Both of you guys are dancers, by the
and
way.
And so, you know, I do love dancing. So I want to learn. I just want to learn how to move.
Okay.
For the purpose of being a bit more natural in the club.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I feel like I'm just, when somebody looks at me dancing, I'm just enjoying myself, but I kind of want to get that notion of,
oh,
he knows how to move.
But dancing, that's already half of it. You have to understand. Something I learned in class, it's really important, is how do you engage other people at the same time while you're dancing? And it starts with yourself first, obviously. And then we also had these talks or how to participate in a dance circle, which I thought was interesting because this happens so organically in clubs. Like, you don't even need to think about it. But you know, to really... As now that I can say that I'm like an amateur dancer, when I go to clubs, it's just like I start to overthink sometimes and I forget to actually have fun for myself while I'm dancing. So I think that's also one of the things that you have, but I'm still learning how to achieve that.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think that for me, like, I think dancing was also really fun that we did that because for me, it's always an outlet for stress. So whenever we did go to the club and we could just, like, for me, like, rather than, like, I know you should be mingling with others and stuff and, like, maybe getting drinks and stuff. But for me, like, just dancing and having fun and not caring what other people think. Like, we found a few clubs that we could feel that way.
Yeah.
Not, like, stress about the type of atmosphere and, like, because sometimes that happens. But I was happy we could find some places like that and people like that. So we could just, like, let go and have fun. And I'm happy that we all share that, like, hobby in a way now because we can do it together. And I've also, I think a big highlight of mine is like I'm starting to find more of my artistic side again. So I've been like doing more art like slowly this year, like as presents or for myself, or like I've been actually like getting into like, instead of buying cards for people, I've been doing them myself. And like, for me, it's like an outlet and it makes me really happy. So I think, yeah, like getting back into dancing again, because I danced when I was younger, but I haven't been doing it for a while. But this year we've been like going out a bit more. I want to do more though. I want to go out with you, Sam, and like actually do stuff.
Let's
and like bring Jeff too and like do stuff like that, because I'd like to get back into that again.
Yeah.
So
I do feel that dancing is a great way to relieve stress. In the beginning, though, I have to mention it is a little embarrassing, especially in the club, too, because I've never really danced like that in public before. So when you guys brought me, I was kind of hesitant. I really didn't want to go to a club.
Yeah.
But once you realize that everyone is on the same page and no one really cares about you, and it's just music and you yourself and you just have your friends, it's just so freeing.
It is.
And so, yeah, you know, this year I do wish that we can go dancing more. Possibly a class.
Yeah.
Because I think,
yeah,
I mean,
we should join some.
Yeah, I mean, I want to ask you both, because you guys actually, you know, take classes or have danced before. When you go to a club and you're dancing, do you consciously think about the moves that you learned, or do you just improvise in a way that was taught? Or how does taking classes and learning how to move influence your dancing style or freestyle dancing?
I think when I did competitive dance, I did a sort of dance that you wouldn't dance in a club. And I grew up listening and being surrounded by dance because in my culture, it's a big thing. Like in every birthday event or everything, like your aunties or your family's going to drag you on the dance floor and stuff like that. So you kind of have to get over your embarrassment and you have to do it anyways. And like I've always loved dance since I was a kid. So I think for me, actually, I enjoy freestyle a lot. So whenever I just hear the song, like I just come up with something and then I dance that way. I don't think about the stuff I learned because in my own mind, like I already have moves I can do when I listen to a song. And it's like different for everything. So the way my brain works, I think like musically, like I was blessed in that way that I can just come up with something. Yeah. I don't really think about what I learned. That's also fun, but like it doesn't correlate because I already think of something else when I dance. So.
Yeah. I didn't really come from a family who dances, so I didn't really grow up being like, oh, in family gatherings, we dance. The first time I got introduced was actually with Ali's family because, you know, you guys do a lot of dancing in your gatherings, and I love that. And you guys make it so, so inclusive. And also for me as well, who didn't dance at the time. But I think growing up, I already knew that rhythm was kind of just in me. So it's like, going to clubs, all I think about is music, really. Just music, freestyling. Yeah, freestyling in a way that's like, not even with technique, just like freestyling because I want to move however I want to this music. But now that I'm in a dance club and I've been dancing, I start to pull a lot of things from like grooving classes. Grooving classes are just like a fundamental class for like hip hop where it's all about repetition and how, you know, you bring the vibes, you bring repetition to the table, and then you just kind of, and it's simple, yet it's effective, and it's fun for me, so that works, yeah.
Yeah, just if you think about the music, Jeff, I think you'll start, and you start doing more often, like, it'll just start coming naturally to you.
I think Jeff has good rhythm as well.
Like, honestly, I could see you having more fun now, like, the last time we went. So I think it's just going to get even better from there, the more we do it, right? And, like, I'll start inviting you to more family parties, and you'll get more. Because, like, I remember even on New Year's, like, me and my cousin, like, there's a certain way you can dance to a certain Latino song, right? You're supposed to dance, like, maybe a certain way. But then me and her were having our own fun, and, like, we came up with our own dance moves. Mm. And, like, it was just that fun. It's, like, this is more the more you listen to it, the more you, like...
So true. And just sometimes it's, like, like silly moves, like, not even
sometimes
dancing.
Sometimes it's goofy. And, like
popping off or robot.
Like, I know at, like, our family things, like, we just be goofy, too. And that's, like, it'll make you more comfortable and stuff, right? And just knowing you have someone else there, too. So I think I think
Jeff got a soul in the club scene.
I do want to learn, I don't know how you call it, it's like a couple dance. Remember when we went to Mangoes and a lot of people swirling? And
is it bachata?
I want to learn how to do that.
Bachata's more closer together.
Yeah, yeah, with dancing. Like a person and you know, they swirl, it's super fast and you're stepping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I that really want to learn how to do that.
Salsa.
I
think that's Mangoes.
Mangoes, yeah.
Hey,
shout out. I think it's such a really sexy dance.
Yeah.
And when guys do it, oh my.
Yeah.
It's like a really great way to just.
Yeah.
Because, like, also in Ali, in your culture, like, people dance. Like, there's no, like, not much of, like, devious intent behind, like, oh, I'm gonna dance because I, you know, there's like something weird,
like,
about
like sometimes when you look at it you're like, wow, they're like really close to each other, but it's not
so
because
intimate.
Of that, it's because of the dance,
it's
style
literally the dance.
And like I mean, you could be a couple and dancing like that, but like it's just because the dance is like that. It looks like kind of sus if someone's just looking at it like that, but like I know what you mean, like, or something.
I appreciate that so much.
Yeah,
you know, I feel safe at Mangoes more than any other
places.
Because
people just want to dance.
People
just want to dance with you for the fun of it.
And they,
like,
teach me too.
Yeah,
and
they teach you too. That's the fun part.
No, that's also the thing I love about dancing is that a lot of people, they're just so, the vibe is just all so happy and energetic.
Yeah, or some people will join you.
Yeah, yeah, it's I love it. You know, yeah. And it's not in an uncomfortable way.
Yeah.
It's just so friendly, and you just genuinely want to dance and have a good time.
Yeah, it's so true.
And that's the environment that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there it's a hit or miss with some people, but, you know, it's isn't everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, when we come back from listening to another ad, we'll kind of move on to the new year.
Yeah.
2024, I think 2023 has wrapped up relatively well, and I hope that everyone's year wrapped up well as well. So before we continue on, let's listen to one more ad, and we will come right back. So here we go.
In the beginning, there was Thumb.
Something strange and funky condensing out of the primordial ooze. Then, underground house parties and backyard raves. Stuff of legends still whispered about in Los Angeles. And now, the space barn blasts off, and Thumpasaurus is ready to engage a new frontier in the Thumpiverse. Don't miss Thumpasaurus live at the Biltmore Cabaret, January 18th, presented by MRG Live. Head to admit1.com to get your tickets now.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. As you guys know, Sam and Allie are here with us today, and for the rest of the show, we are going to be moving on to the topic of 2024, the new year that has begun approximately 42 hours ago.
Wow.
I don't even know if that stat is right, but I mean, 2024 has just begun. The winter break for students is almost over. Do you guys, or let's start off with, are you guys excited to go back to school, go back to that routine that you guys had for the past couple months? And is there anything exciting that you are looking forward to?
I am very, very excited to go back to school. We are, this coming semester, our class is working on a graduating project. For audience who don't know, because I'm studying performance art right now, our graduating project is to basically build a 20-minute performance that will be publicly shown in school. And that's like by the end of the semester. So I'm really excited to do that. I already started it since last semester, and this semester is to really just polish and keep expanding on some ideas that I want to explore, and I'm just excited to show people what I've been cooking up. I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you. You?
Yeah, it'll be a new school, like I mentioned before, so like a little anxious, but you know, excited for a new chapter. Yeah, I'm in the English department, but I want to be in the teaching area once I graduate. So, you know, I do volunteer hours here and there, like, you know, getting my hours in teaching and stuff. So, yeah, I'll just be adding classes to my
schedule.
To my schedule. Like, one of my classes actually, like, will be exploring children's books. So that'll be really interesting, you know, like, so, like, even more nice. Learning about, like, that, and I love reading. I love working with kids, so like that'll be like a fun mix to it, and like we'll see. Also, like next level English, I'll be like taking higher grade English, so we'll see how that goes too.
Great. That's amazing. Yeah. For me, this year will probably be the most busiest year yet. I am planning on graduating next summer, and so I'll have to finish up a lot of my classes this year. For a summer break, I'm actually planning a trip to Italy. Did I mention this to you guys?
No.
Yeah, so I'm planning a trip to go to Italy. Hopefully, I will. And so that's going to be about an 8-day trip. And then after that, I might go to Toronto to be with Matt, who's my younger brother. But, you know, either way, I really do want to travel a bit more during this summer. But at the same time, I will be very busy with some school stuff. But, you know, overall, kind of excited. I'm a little bit less anxious last semester was quite tough for me. And so I'm glad that it was kind of over. Now I kind of know what I'm getting into a bit more. But yeah, you know, it went well. This year's going to be busy. But, you know, I think the busier life is, a lot more opportunities there are. So keeping it busy. Are there any goals or anything that you want to achieve this year? Are there any opportunities, for instance, that would probably open up in 2024 for you guys?
I actually want to open up more opportunities for myself this year because, like, in the school I'll be in, like, I want to maybe see if I can get into a club or something, like, put myself more out there, like, make more opportunities. Like, I think last year I was more, like, not very, like, out there. It was kind of, like, it's kind of, like, very not out there at all. So I want to put myself out there more this year. Be more active. I also, actually, me and Sam have been talking about, like, wanting to travel too. And me and her really want to go on a trip. So, like, if we, like save and, like, plan it properly, like, me and her, like, I'd like to go on a trip this year.
I mean, I would love to go on a trip with you guys to Spain.
Oh,
cause because Sam has been to Spain.
No way.
I'm sure that you guys know it much better than me because I've never been to Spain.
Yeah, I've been to Spain too. So
yeah, yeah. So yeah. I think
we can meet you at Spain.
Yeah, I mean it would be really really fun.
That'd be nice.
So we should really think about going on a trip either this year or it could be next year. But we have some time. But
actually, I'd like us to do more like different activities when we hang out this year too.
Yeah,
like I love the usual, but like I don't know, something crazy. Like if you ever thought of wanting to do something, like doing it
like
together,
like bungee jumping.
I'm
down. Honestly,
I'm down to go bungee jumping.
I'm so scared of heights that
I'll
down.
Be there watching.
Let's
guys.
Go bungee jumping.
But yeah, I'd like to do more stuff like that. And like, I don't know, I've heard stories from like my older cousins, like they've been traveling, they go with their friends, like they've been out there. Like I want to do that too. I feel like I haven't been doing that a lot. I've just been like kind of like staying where I live and stuff like that.
I think traveling is definitely
we can definitely do a lot of like more different things this year.
Yeah
So
I gotta work a whole lot to make enough.
Same. I gotta
seriously
get,
that's gonna be our motivation.
Honestly, my goal is like to get like I really want to get a job at the school I work. I'm going
cool.
to.
Yeah.
So, like, or, like, get a job, like, you know, from, like, my previous one is already done.
Nice.
So, I'd like to do that. So, like, yeah, so we can save up and, like, go. Because, like, I want to do that this year a lot.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I've also been working a lot. So, I want to try and save up as much as I can to make the trip happen. But, yeah, what about you, Sam? Anything that you...
This is a small one, but I want to read more. Like books.
Yeah.
I haven't been reading at all last year, I feel like. I bought a couple books. All of them are just completely different things, but I've yet to read them, which is, so I'm trying to do that. In terms of bigger goals, I want to keep going on drums. Drumming is something I picked up this summer. I want to keep going and dancing. That thing is like, that's my main goal, is to keep dancing and go as far as I can with it. And spend more time with my family and friends specifically. Those two. I feel like I haven't been really present in, especially with my family members last year.
I mean, family is a great thing. The reason why I was so busy this winter break, I don't think I've been this busy in a winter break, is because of family. You know, my grandparents came from Korea, my uncle briefly came from Korea, he was at LA because of work, and then he came back, visited us, and he left. And so family is a big thing. I spent most of my time this break with my family, but you know, obviously there are going to be some ups and downs. You know, I think one of the important things about kind of getting to know and spending more time with your family is that you learn the differences that you guys each hold. I haven't seen my grandparents in 6-7 years. So that was a pretty big gap. You know, obviously we've grown a lot as an individual. They've, you know, done their time as well. So, you know, there's going to be some ups and downs. And I think learning to overcome that is very, very important in, you know, relationships and keeping it healthy. I know that, Sam, your sister came from school. How was that like for you?
It's always nice whenever she comes back to visit, because I sometimes, like, when she's not around, I would spend a lot of time with my parents alone. And there's this somehow this, like, weird burden on me to pull more weight into the family, which is, I understand, as a daughter, I should be doing this. Yet at the same time, my life right now is not structured to be that way. And that's why I feel really guilty most of the time, when I'm just like, well, I'll see you tonight. Like, I leave in the morning, I'll be like, I'll see you tonight whenever I'm finished hanging with my friends. I feel very guilty after that, because they're just going to be home alone and, you know. So when my sister's back is always a good time, because our family feels like a family again. And I tend to have a lot more fun whenever my sister's here. We joke a lot and we're really, really close. I think it's because during our childhood, we fight a lot. So that actually, in a weird way, pulled us closer now that we're adults. Like, we can talk about anything. I think whenever she's back, I can feel like I'm a kid again, and I can just feel free in a way. Yeah.
That's great. I mean, Ali, for you, I've seen your family members was it your birthday party, right? Mm. A lot of your family members live quite close to you. You have a lot of access to many of them. How is that like for you? Is it kind of nice? Because I don't know anybody that has a family as big as yours, but also very close.
Yeah, I think that's thanks to, like my aunt's kind of like the head of it, because, like, she has made, like, a sort of, like, family and atmosphere that makes us feel like we can always drop by and stuff like that. Like, since I was young, I grew up with my cousins. Like, I was, like, the older one for my younger ones. Like, I'm kind of in the middle. Like, I have, like, older ones that are, like, quite a few years older, so, like, they're a group, and then, like, I have younger ones that are, like, a few years younger, so I'm, like, stuck in the middle sort of thing. So, like, growing up, I felt a little, like, awkward in that way, where, like, I don't have a cousin exactly my age. I just have older and younger, and it's not like they're that much older, but since they were older, it's, like, kind of been that awkward, like, phase here and there. But yeah, I'm really thankful that my younger cousins, like, they love to hang out with me. They're always asking to hang out with me. Like, I used to pick them up from school, and because we all went to schools near each other too, and stuff like that. And we tell each other everything. I'm also really thankful for that too. Like, they'll tell me everything, and we're really close like that. And I have, like, more family in, like, other countries, but, like, my, like, really close family is, like, them. Like, we don't even live that far from each other either. So, like, we need something, we'll go and visit. But, yeah, usually, like, our main events are held at, like, that aunt's house. Like, we always go to her house and stuff like that. So,
great.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I mean, speaking of family and ups and downs and stuff, I also want to go back to 2023. What was something that was not much of a great memory, but you kind of got something from it, whether it's a lesson or it's just, you know, a thing that would help you move forward? Because I think last year, although there were a lot of great things that happened, a lot of not so great things happened, and I'm sure this happened for a lot of you guys who are listening, but, you know, for me at least, school is always something that's kind of in my head all the time. It's almost a main priority, and sometimes I get a bit too caught up into it, and so I forget a lot of things that go on outside of it, and I lose the value and the purpose of things that are not related to that. And so when you kind of begin to see how the other stuff that you prioritize is kind of falling, you start to realize, oh, I think I'm not paying attention to other things, which is kind of affecting not only the relationships and the things around me, but also myself as well. Because you are ultimately losing something that one time in your life that you valued as much as you do whatever you do now. And so what about you guys? Is there something that you experienced or went through that possibly gave you a sense of a wake-up call?
Yeah. For me, it was my relationship with my mom, actually. During summer, I think after my breakup, I have a very, I guess, like a transition phase where I'm still trying to find myself and my relationship with men specifically. And my mom's like a very religious person. So a lot of times we don't see eye to eye on these relationships that I would have with other male. And a lot of times, like, for me, the wake-up call was that I think whenever we have disagreements and stuff, she would always be the one to reconcile with me, but I took almost, like, no steps forward into, like, considering how she feels. At that time, I did feel a bit selfish because, you know, it was my first breakup, and I feel like the emotional support I needed, I already got from my parents, so now that I don't need anything else from them. And I think after, there's like a lot of chaos basically happened between me and my mom, and she really worried about me during that phase. And I tried to reassure her that it's okay, it's just a phase. I think I can figure myself out, da da da. But I think our relationship sort of spiraled for a good 3 months. And afterwards, I think it kind of just flattened out a bit because she can see where I'm coming from and I can finally see where she's coming from. And I had my sister to be in between. Like, she just not like organically became in between the both of us trying to mediate this and like trying to understand where we're both coming from. And that's how me and my mom finally met in the middle. And now that I've established boundaries with my parents and healthy ones, I feel like that's something that really worked out for me. Like, as much as it was a really devastating time, but it worked out in the future. So yeah, that was something that I would remember for a while. Yeah.
I've had family that's passed away this last year, so it wasn't family that I knew very well. But they were really important to my mom and stuff like that. So just being there for her, being for the family member that passed, it was a really important time to relook at, like, the importance of family. And me and my mom have always been super, super close, but sometimes I'm not the best at, like, showing my feelings and stuff like that. Or, like, being as affectionate as I should be and, like, speaking about it all the time. But with her, I can always talk to her and everything. But I've just considered, even towards the end of the year, like, with her birthday coming up, I was getting, like, emotional thinking about, like, oh, it's a new year with her. Like, I just want to keep being a better person for her and trying my hardest to show my affection as much as I can. Because I know it'll be a great strength to her if I can do better in that area. And, I think it's just, like, it's been, like, a life lesson learning. Mm. Like, I'm thankful I could have seen them and had some memories of them before they passed and stuff like that. And I've also learned some important lessons and as I keep living myself. So I think I want to keep working on that, like being more affectionate and stuff like that, because I'm not the best at it.
Got it.
Speaking of, looking back, what I realized last year, I guess you can say, is I don't really enjoy going to places that remind me of the past. For example, I don't want to, I would choose not to visit my elementary school or my middle school or high school, because for me at least, although it's a very nostalgic feeling and you kind of remember the past and how, you know, you remember certain funny things and some sad things and how you were like and you used to walk down this aisle, it's great, but it doesn't necessarily give me any happiness. If not, it gives me more sadness that, oh, I wish I did this, or, wow, you know, that time was really great. Do you guys enjoy kind of going back and seeing how much, not how much you've grown necessarily, but, you know, just to remind yourself, oh, you know, this is where I used to be, and just, like, kind of think through the past?
I do that quite often, actually. Yeah, that's, to me, that's the only way of self-growth, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's not really another way other than remembering all the times when you're, like, either cringe at yourself, you kind of feel disrespected by people, or, like, you know, that's the only way you can, like, really know what you want and what you need for yourself in the future, right? And how to improve yourself. So, yeah, a lot of times I just look back to, especially I think middle school or high school was a really weird phase for me. So I tend to look back to those and be like, wow, I've come pretty far and I enjoy the person that I am today. Yeah.
Yeah. I also think it's like important to look back on yourself and see how you grew and like maybe what you can change. Maybe you still see some things in yourself now mm-hmm. and in the past and realize how that hasn't been affected positively. So it's like looking back at yourself, at experiences, can help you grow more in the future and stuff like that. I know like there's some places that give you bad memories, like that are very bad, and like I think it's good to like understand why it was bad and why it in the future maybe you'll learn from that and it won't work out. But it's also understandable to maybe not want to be around that place so much anymore. Yeah. But maybe it still hurts so much, maybe because you need someone to talk to about it or stuff like that. Like, sometimes I realize that.
Yeah.
Talking with people and letting out the feelings, those strong feelings you felt, can also help improve mm-hmm. how you felt about it altogether.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do agree with, you know, reflecting back. I think for me, it's more so about the physical place. Like, I don't want to mm-hmm. physically go to the place where I used to go to school.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't. It doesn't really give me a lot of a lot of good memories, but it just doesn't give me happiness.
I agree with
that. I just feel sad because I just feel that the time has passed. There's new kids in here now. Oh. My time there is over. And then you get some sort of weird regrets of like, so physically, I just don't want to go to places mm-hmm. or choose not to go to places. But reflecting back, of course, I love to reflect back on myself in grade 10 and mm-hmm. in grade 9 and grade 11, even last year, how much I've grown. But yeah, you know, time flies pretty fast. And unfortunately, we are almost out of time. Mm. And so I just want to say thank you again for coming on my show. Thank you to all the audience members that took the time to listen to my show. I try to bring a very diverse content through my show just to widen my audience. And so if any of you guys want to give me some ideas on what kind of content you guys want to hear, I am very open-minded. But for the rest of the year, I hope that I can do a bit more interviews with some people and continue on my show. I hope everything goes well for you guys. Any ending comments?
I hope that everyone will enjoy the start of a new year. It's precious and it's exciting. So yeah, just hold on to the feeling and yeah, have a good rest of the year.
Yeah, I hope that everyone can come up with new goals for themselves, put themselves out there. Like I was trying to do something different, like that you've never done before with like some friends if you don't want to do it by yourself, like even something like that, like baby steps. It'd be something new. Maybe you'll find something new that you like.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you again for coming on my show. I hope everyone has a rest of the day in a very wonderful manner. I love you all and good night, everyone.
Good night. Bye-bye.